Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JIC call on Tuesday, the 28th of September, we have Edmund Chung, Rafik Damak, Avery Doria, Samad Hussain, David Gowen. From staff, we have Gabby Shitek, Glenda Saint-Géry, Bart Buswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies today from Andrei Kolesnikov, Fad Batayane, and Jane. Thank you. Over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. And also, I think, apologies from Han Chuan as well.
They'll be noted. Thank you, Edmund.
Okay. So I, as I mentioned in an email a little bit earlier, circulated the, I guess, the summary from Bart about the public comments received for the single character IDNTLD. So I think the idea is for this week to go through that and discuss about I guess the public comments received and consider some next steps. Because this meeting was sort of postponed a couple times because of the IGF and also because of the CCNSO meeting last week. So this is the public comments that end about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. So this is, I think, the suggestion. Anyone have any question or concern, suggestions? If not, then I think since we only circulated the summary a few hours ago, I think it's probably easiest if Bart can just quickly walk through it, and then we'll, if people have very, I guess, urgent questions, then just jump in during as Bart walks us through, or else we can, talk about our thoughts at the end.
Yes. Thank you, Edmund. This is Bart. Just a preliminary remark. It's one of the staff jobs to make this, to summarize the comments. And this is the way I do it normally. So there is not really a structured approach to it. So that's one. Secondly, if possible, I want to pose this as quickly as possible to formally close the public comment period on the initial report on the single character IDN. So let me take you through, first explain what I've done. Based on, we received seven comments. Three I circulated through the list, and they need to be included because they were received after the public comment period forum was closed by staff, and this was in after consulting the co-chairs of the working group. So what I've done is looked at the comments and summarized them and included them or linked them to the specific sections of the initial report. However, as you can see, there were some very general comments, so I created a subsection. It's called General Comments, and I've qualified the comments from the Queensland Law Society and from the Registry Stakeholder Group as a more general comment because it's not specific. They were not specifically focused on the five issues the working group, or the six issues the working group has identified. So in the general comments, you see the comments from the Queensland Society and the Registry's Stakeholder Group. what I've done, that's the summary of the comments submitted, and what I've also done, and this is tentative, and just, so it's just my personal view on it, and thinking through how the what might be the consideration of the comments by the working group, so it's easier to discuss from it. And if you have any additional remarks, or please send them to the list so I can include them in the considerations of the comments. So this is with regard to the general comments, and most notably is they very much, especially the comments from the Queensland Law Society, is very much focused on debt for and the application of the new GTLD rules. So the consideration comment is, the consideration of that comment is, first of all, DAC 4 is not within the, or most importantly, the DAC 4 is not in the scope and mandate of the JIC working group. So any comments or any concerns relating to DAC 4 is not within the remit of the JIC itself. So there's no way the JIC could deal with these comments. This is also based on the assumption that, say, and that meets, that was a note already from Edmund, that, say, the JIC is building upon the DAC 4 rules and procedures, potential IDN PDP or CCPDP rules and procedures, and on the fast track IDN CCTLD rules and procedures. So,
Can I ask a quick question? I understand that we're building on the policies of the fast track and the new GTLD, but and I don't have the charter in front of us. But where explicitly does it say that we are building on the DAG itself, which is staff implementation work? And where does it say explicitly that if this group had something to say about the implementation, it is out of scope? Thank you.
This was an assumption I made.
Okay, so I'd like to leave that as something that needs to be explored if possible.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's why I made it explicit, my assumption.
Sure, I guess it's
something
I think
for the group to discuss if they sense whether or not this should be, they could address specific implementation rules. That's the way I interpret what you're saying, Abby.
Yeah, and I was just asking for clarification, not trying to open the conversation now, but to honor the, if you have an urgent question, so I just wanted to put a place marker in.
No, that's fine. And what I'll do is I'll include that, say, I'll note it, maybe, Edmund, it's up to you whether you want to address that during this call or maybe...
Just a quick comment on that. I think response is specifically to those couple of comments, and the couple of the comments talked about issues that were outside of that's relevant in a way that it's outside of what we're talking about specifically, which is the single character IDN TLDs. There were comments about the just generally intellectual property rights protection mechanism. So that was why the response was set up that way.
Okay, thanks. If I can add to that then, and this is Aubrey again, is that in which case, you know, if they're out of scope because they're IPR and not this, if they're out of scope because that, I think that's great to say so and be done with it. I think that putting in a blanket statement that they're out of scope because this group has nothing to say about the DAG might be problematic. I have no problem, and in fact, I haven't read them yet, so I'm speaking just in terms of the blanket statement that this group cannot comment on anything that's in the DAG and has decided to rest itself on top of the DAG, which is, of course, shifting sand, as opposed to on top of the policies.
I think that's well taken. Perhaps, Bart, as you go through it, you can highlight a little bit what the comment was as well, so it gives a little bit of context, and I think in terms terms of Avery's suggestion, we can adjust the write-up a little bit.
Yeah, let me do this for as Edmund just did. Say specifically the Queen's Law Society. What is issues identified with the draft? So the DEC version 4 will be relevant for single. Character IDN GTODs, as it is assumed that the relevant procedures set out in DEC 4 will be used to administer the application and dispute resolution process in relation to the introduction of single character IDN CCTLD. According to the submission, there is significant potential for delusion and erosion of intellectual property rights, consumer business and right owners to be misled due to the number of aspects identified in relation to the DEC version 4, and therefore a significant loss of faith and confidence in the DNS moving forward. So that was the main thrust of the Queensland Law Society comments. The Registry Stakeholder Group stands by its stated position on the GNS final report on the introduction of new GTLDs for single and two-character IDNs at all levels, single and two-character U labels on the top level and second level of domain should not be restricted in general. At the top level, requested strings should be analyzed on a case-by-case basis in the new GTLD process, depending on the script language used in order to determine whether the string should be granted. And second, moreover, the Registry Stakeholders Group believes that the new GTLD string evaluation and dispute procedures in the draft applicant guidebook should be applicable to IDN strings. And then the third argument is from the Registry Stakeholder Group. They are supportive of the eventual release of single character IDNs when there is no remaining technical or policy issues that could result in stability and security problems, recognizing that the initial report is a contribution to the finalizations of policies that are still pending. So that is, these are what I consider general comments. And then there is an APTLD comment. According to APTLD, one CJK character has the same expressive power and the same degree of meaning distinctiveness as an ASCII string with three letters. If single character IDNs would not be available, users of CJK would be marginalized. What I suggest as a consideration of this comment, that the comment is noted and it will be taken into account. I think there's nothing more we can add to this one. So that was from the seven comments. Part of it, say the APTLD comment, is also addressing some other points, but these were what I think the general comments. Yes, you want to pursue it in this way?
Yeah, I think it works well. Perhaps we can. It might be a good idea actually. Good stop point at each particular issue, and
no,
see if anyone has any comments. So, besides from Avery, the clarification. Anyone want to add anything in the general part?
So, just one thing, and I think Avery's point is taken. Say what I'll do is I'll amend the text to express clearer that we will not address a dispute resolution and intellectual property rights. That is not within the scope of the JIC.
Right. I guess the main point. Right. I guess the main point Avery was making is that we shouldn't have a blanket statement that we we are not allowed to touch or suggest changes to the bag. Is it's the reason why we're not dealing with it is that it's out of scope of this this charter and not out of scope that we can't talk about the bag, which is a moving document.
Yep. Okay. So what I've done, say the next one is I just focused on the six issues identified. So the first issue was possible confusion with reserved single character ASCII TLD strings. I think there were, in my view, there were two comments focusing on that one. One was from Chuck Warren. He had no, there was no affiliation, so I don't know him, but maybe you do. So that comment was the questions raised in the initial report are similar to the questions raised and discussed in RN Working Group final report May 07. Over time, much has evolved, and I can include in advancing the introduction of IDNs. With the consideration of allocation of single character IDNs as TLDs, it is time for ICANN to recognize and establish a mechanism for the discussion and consideration of allocation of single letter ASCIIs as single letters, so ASCII as GTLDs, in parallel to avoid possible confusion. So that was the first comment. And the second one was from APTLD. APTLD is aware that for alphabetic scripts such as Arabic, single character IDNs might give rise to confusion with other strings. This should be further studied. And say the tentative consideration of the comments is both comments are noted. The issue of string confusion, whether between IDN and ASCII string or within specific scripts, will be further considered by the working group. So that is issue one. Any questions, remarks?
Okay, hearing none, I guess. Please go ahead.
This is Sarmad. I actually have a comment.
Yeah.
Okay. This APTLD comment, it's saying that Arabic scripts like Arabic single character IDNs give rise to confusion with other strings. And this should be studied. And I am actually not sure what kind of confusion may arise, what kind of confusion they're referring to. Is it possible to sort of go back to them and ask them to elaborate what they mean by it? I actually don't understand what the comment is referring to.
I think certainly we can ask them, and conveniently, Jane is the general manager for APTLD, and unfortunately she's not here today, but I will definitely seek some clarification from her. What I do understand is that I guess the discussion was that because in our initial report we sort of suggested to set aside Latin, Greek, Cyrillic as a set that requires really special consideration when you talk about IDN, single character IDN TLDs, because they could be so similar to ASCII TLDs, single character ASCII TLDs. And I guess what they wanted to note is that it might Arabic, certain single character Arabic scripts, Arabic character IDN TLD might be similar to, let's say, an Indic single character IDN TLD, especially with alphabetic scripts. So between Indic scripts and Arabic scripts, or Nepalian, or
I think what we should perhaps, because the language is ambiguous, it says other strings, not other scripts. First of all, and then so is it other strings within the same script, or is it other strings across scripts? Not clear. The second thing is, so they are talking about strings and not letters. I think it's the brevity, obviously, of the comment is making it a little hard to understand.
Right. So I think this is definitely worth delving a little bit further into it. I'll ask Jane to elaborate a little bit more on this. But I'm curious if you or others have any thoughts about, you know, whether there is any special issue that we need to deal with in terms of these type of alphabetic scripts where across languages there might be confusion considerations, or do we feel that, you know, the string confusion tests already in the processes should support it, because really single character and multiple characters should go through a similar sort of evaluation.
Yeah, and I think in this particular case, we should perhaps treat Greek and Cyrillic as separate from other scripts, because they have a significant amount of overlap with Latin versus Arabic and, you know, some of these other scripts. So that sort of distinction also needs to come out somewhere, obviously, if not in the comments, then somewhere in our report as well.
Right.
So, for example, if we are saying that basically, we are saying that nothing can be confusable with single letter ASCII, right? And beyond that,
yeah,
there is no limitation.
Yeah. There was additional limitation in saying that there was a suggestion that if it's Latin, Greek, or Cyrillic, then they would need special consideration. But it's similar to the handling of the two-character IDN TLDs, where the same same description was there in saying that, you know, if by default it's considered somewhat confusingly similar. Well, I shouldn't say that. By default, it would require some additional justification for the application.
Edmund,
mm-hmm.
This is May I make a suggestion? What I've done, I've noted, say, that with regard to this point, especially the APTLD comment, there is a need for clarification from the regarding the submission. And that we address it, say, as part and in the consideration of the next steps, what to do next. Say, whatever comes to it, and part of that will be the discussion we're having right now.
Sure. That's fine with me. That sounds good. And I think very brief would be fine.
Yeah, and it's so we say what we, and maybe that's for the next. They're dealing with issue 2.6 as well. Say, I'll run through the issues, and if there is some need for clarification, we note it and get back, and that will be part of the next steps discussion, how to handle and how to include them in the final report.
Sounds good.
Okay. So are there any other questions, comments on issue 1?
I actually have one question, but not directed to you, Bart. Actually, directed to the group, and I don't think it needs to make its way into the comments. But I sort of observe from the comment from Chuck the question about ASCII single character ASCII IDN. Single character ASCII TLDs. Does the group feel that we need to address this issue in any way, shape, or form, or you think we can just say this is outside of the scope of this group?
This is Aubrey. The ASCII issue?
Yeah.
Specifically? I think it's an IDN group, and I kind of like it's a default in the case of this question. I kind of like the
the way it's being put in the CCTLD's PDP at the moment, that at least one character has to be an IDN. So now the question becomes, if you're talking excluding ASCII, you're excluding just LDH, or are you excluding any of the extended Latin, which happens to be with a diacritical mark and therefore, properly speaking, an IDN? I think that's the fuzzy space in the middle. I think anything that's LDH is definitely out of scope. But I wonder whether those letters that aren't, those characters that aren't in LDH, but would be in extended Latin and thus IDNs, would be in scope is the fuzzy area I would ask about.
Okay. So I guess the for LDH, I think we can safely assume that it is out of scope and state it as such. As Avery mentioned, of course, the extent of Latin and that sort of relates to our discussion just now and their relation with Cyrillic Greek characters. Those we probably need to address. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it here yet. We'll come back to this when we talk about the final report. But I guess, you know, the note is that for LDH, we will state that it's sort of out of scope. For the other ones, that we'll have to address it, and some of the similarities between the scripts we'll need to address as well.
Right. This is Aubrey again. Yeah, we might want to also say LDH or anything that looks like LDH. That would be taking one other step.
Right, but that would already be that's already a one more step, and that's within our scope to say, I guess, that those that look like LDH is, you know, by default is also, you know, considered these things as bad and should be reserved, something like that. Cool. Okay, Bart, we can go on to issue two, I think.
Okay, issue two, again, there is a comment from Chuck Warren. In the past, proposals have been submitted to ICANN that would address... Sorry, the issue two is whether special financial considerations should be considered. In the past, proposals have been submitted to ICANN that would address mechanisms to address surplus funds that were the result of any such allocations, including contributing to capacity building and enhancing participation mechanisms in ICANN's various processes. I just noted that this comment is noted. I don't know if you want to add anything else.
This is Aubrey again. Sorry to be speaking so much. As co-chair of a group that is actually focusing on that, even though, you know, the board has told us, go away, we don't care, I think that issue would be its scope for a different group and not us. And I mean, not this group, obviously. I'm in both, so us is us. But that would be, you know, the joint ALAC-GNSO group on support for new GTLD applicants, and that, like IPR, would be out of scope for this group.
Right. So I guess, Bart, you can add that, you know, sort of pointer to the group that...
Avi, could you send me an email to that, the name of that group?
Yep, will do.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll get out of scope of the group. Okay, done. So that was issue two. Issue three. The issue is whether, due to the relatively smaller pool of possible names, that special allocation methods should be considered. Again, a comment from Chuck Warren. It may be necessary to adapt the proposed allocation mechanisms now proposed, which address conflicts or established rights in a string through trademark rights or established use. But it is possible that the proposed mechanism now under discussion for the DAG can be adapted to address the allocation of the small number of ASCII single characters as GTLDs. A comment from the Chinese Domain Name Consortium. The Chinese Domain Name Consortium agrees with the JIC's position that issues such as character similarity, stability, security, and protection on geographic names shall be managed and resolved in the new GTLD program or IDNCCPDP where applicable. And a comment from the APTLD. APTLD is of the opinion that the allocation method according to the current draft application guidebook version 4 takes into consideration the economic value of the strings. Devising additional methods is unlikely to improve it further and would only address unnecessary complexity to the process. Consideration of comments. In my view, there is no additional argument, though as I said, comments are noted. It's up to the working group to, if you want to add any other comments. Questions?
Does anyone, I guess, I'm interested to know if anyone has any thoughts on the geographic part of it. Does it come up again in another?
Yes, there is a issue 5 is additional criteria for IDN,
okay.
GTLD and IDN GTLDs.
Okay, so perhaps we'll touch on that then. I'd like to sort of ask a general question about people how you feel we should approach this particular issue, or if any, in terms of whether our group needs to do anything rather than, you know, the DAG is already dealing with such issues, and there's no additional thing that that adds to when you talk about a single character.
This is Aubrey.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's a bear pit that we should stay out of and call it out of scope.
You know, I sort of want to agree completely. But I thought it would be prudent to raise it and see if others thought that because it's a single character, there needs to be additional consideration. I don't know. Maybe the character looks like the shape of the country.
The other thing, this is Aubrey again. Sorry to speak so much. The only thing that could make it, but this is an ASCII consideration, is the fact of the single character that is standardized for use on license plates and such as that, which we spoke of in our meeting. But those are all ASCII, as far as I know. Other than that, I can't see any reason why a single character would be that closely associated. But I don't know for sure. Maybe on Arab license plates, there is an Arabic character that is a single character in the same way, but I don't know who would standardize it. So that would be the only issue if we were going to get into it, but I think it's a real bear pit.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, there are in the license plates in China, there are actually Chinese characters that represent provinces, I believe. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe that's one of the things. But I still don't see how it is, you know, even with those situations, it would still fall under the DAG definition at this point, I believe.
Well, that's Aubrey again. That's where the issue about the DAG being a moving target would come in. If you're saying that it falls within the policies of the CCNSO and the GNSO and the recommendations of GAC in regard to, you know, nationally significant names, then you know, as far as I know, the DAG statement on it is still a controversial statement because some people think it's too strong and some people think it's too weak. So resting our case on DAG is something that I wouldn't be in favor of.
I think you're quite right, but I just want to point out that perhaps in terms of if we do write up something, it would be pointing towards the ongoing discussion on the issue rather than what's in the DAG on this particular issue. I think you're very right that, you know, some people think this issue maybe has settled, but regardless of whether it's settled, this discussion needs to take place in, you know, whatever the ongoing discussion is, rather than in this particular group. Does that make sense?
May I phrase it differently? As I understand it, this is not in particular a single character IDN issue.
Right. And also, Bart, I don't think what we just discussed here needs to be in this...
No, that's why I said, I understand, that's why I said they, with moving forward, they, regarding every of these issues, I think that was very clear from the first issue is, based on, say, what is in here, say, this is just the comments, and it's just a status in the process. Say, some of the discussions you are having is already addressing your considerations of the four next steps.
Right.
Shall I move forward?
Please do.
I think issue four, that is issue whether due to the relatively shorter string, it may be easier for users to make mistakes and that special policies should be considered. Again, there is one comment from Chuck Warren. It is unclear that merely typing one character, in fact, leads to more errors than typing complex words or combination of words, which is commonly done today at the second level. And again, this comment is noticed. I don't know what to add any more.
Okay. I'd like to add sort of a piece of information for everyone. I've been, throughout the process, I've been trying to engage at least some of the people from the technical community, and this is one of the issues I think Carrie and Tina brought up when we were in Brussels as well. Just to explore this a little bit further, making sure that we have covered the issue well. It's easy to address it this way, which Chuck in his comments mentioned that you know, more characters might lead to more errors. The issue from, I guess, this technical community is that if it's a single character and there are two single character PLDs being allocated, then the likelihood of one error ending up with a PLD that exists is the particular issue, but even then, I think it's a very abstract. It's a very mathematical understanding of the case, and it doesn't really take into consideration confusabilities that is already inherent in the system. So, but I'd like to make sure that people understand that it's not only about, you know, typing it incorrectly, but also about typing it incorrectly and then ending up with something that actually exists, which in a mathematical model, yes, it would create a higher possibility than if it was a two-character TLD in the same number for a script with same number of alphabetic characters. So that was the issue. But in a real practical sense, I think it really doesn't. It's not as simple as just a mathematical model. And I don't see how allowing two single character names would create such an issue because. We'll jump back to the longer discussion when we talk about the final report. But it's definitely besides this, the comments from Chuck Warren, I think we'll have to answer in a little bit more detail some of the issues that are being raised in the technical community.
Hey, this is Soloff. Saying something like this, that, well, of course, more keystrokes, more errors are possible, but the relative importance of a single error when you have just one keystroke, of course, it's much higher. So, well, it actually cuts both ways. It is the quantity of the mistake that matters, or whether it's the quality of the mistake. So, I agree with you. I mean, Chuck Warren's comment needs to be tempered by something of that nature.
This is Bart. May I suggest the comment is noted and will be taken into consideration in the next version or in the discussions by the working group? So you take it seriously, but say you don't want to address what is his concern or his statement in this report already. So it's more a procedural process answer.
I think that works well.
Okay, done. Issue 5, any more on issue 4? Go to issue 5. Issue 5 is whether additional criteria should be introduced to qualify a single character IDN TLD as an IDN CCTLD or an IDN GTLD. Comments, one is from Joseph Yee. Generic geographic terms like .country, .state, .street and their equivalent in every other language in combination with string at second level may be mistaken as TLDs from authorities or countries. This may need extra attention for the policy. APTLD, single character IDN TLD should not be exempted from the current restrictions on similarity to the geographic names and confusability with the ASCII character set. Single character IDN TLDs that represent a geographic name, for example, and this is the Chinese example in China, should be subjected to additional restrictions as imposed by the draft application guidebook for geographical names. The Chinese Domain Name Consortium is of the opinion that single character IDN TLDs should pose no confusingly meaningful similarity to IDN CCTLDs. As a draft consideration of comments is, the comments are noted that the current distinction between IDN CCTLDs and IDN DTLDs should be maintained, and it is assumed that under the current rules and procedures, the current criteria are sufficient to qualify a string. As noted above, it is assumed the rules and procedures for application of new GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs will apply fully to single character IDNs. As noted in the comment to date, DAC 4, this includes restrictions for the applications of country and territory names under the new GTLD process. That is what I have on issue 5. Do you want me to repeat something or explain?
Bart, I guess based on the discussion we just had a little bit earlier, we should probably adjust it a little bit in saying not just the DAC 4, but point it out to the ongoing discussion on the topic.
Yeah. Yes, I will include that. And say, because of the ongoing discussions on the topic, this group will not touch upon it. There's no additional need. Okay? Then issue number 6, whether special policies are required to address usability of single character ID and TLDs given existing application environments. There is one comment from Joseph Yee. It is suggested to initiate more outreach to application communities to bring more awareness and improve TLD/domains validation or related concerns in order to promote acceptability of IDNs. And consideration of the comment is noted, as indicated in the public announcement soliciting public comments and input to the unit. The universal acceptance of IDN TLDs is considered one of the main topic areas of the JIC. The suggestion made will be considered in the context of the working group discussions of that topic area. That was all.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bart. I guess the last couple are fairly straightforward, especially with we did already discuss about the geographic ones. I have a comment in general, Bart. I'm just wondering, would you categorize the comments being supportive of having single character IDLDs, or are there any comments you feel are would be sort of against opening it up?
I think, with the exception of, but that's a special case of the, of, so in general, I would say that they're supportive. The only exception
is the Queensland one.
The Queensland one, well, but that's not focused so much on the single character as opening up the DNS, and say this is the underlying debate on creation of new GTL, particularly new GTLDs.
Okay. Do you feel that it's fair to? I guess. Do you feel that it's appropriate to add something of that sort in the report, or in your report and on the comments, just summarizing what the general community feeling is, or the direction we should take, or you think it's not clear?
Sorry to interrupt, but I think the APTLD comment was also not supportive of single characters, in which they were saying that it will increase confusion, further confusion with other strings.
I have the idea of the APTLD comment that is supportive. But again, we could ask Jane.
But yeah, perhaps we could ask for a clarification on that. I have the impression that they were supportive as well. But that's a good point. We'll ask for clarification before we make that assumption and try to summarize that.
So let me check with the APTLD comments.
So, Bart, you will take that and connect with
me. Sorry, Edmund. I've just looked up the comments, and it's included in this one already. So this is the APTLD comment. We believe that single character IDNs is important to various stakeholders within the Asia-Pacific region, for example, the Chinese, Japanese, and Korean internet communities. CGK, or one CGK character, has the same expressive power and the same degree of meaning of distinctiveness as ASCII strings with three letters. These stakeholders would be significantly marginalized if single character IDNs would not be available. So I think, turning it around, they strongly support the creation of single letter idea or single character IDN.
Actually, I would sort of look at it at three levels. So there is a level where we're talking about single level LDH characters, and that's out of scope for this at this time. And then we're looking at single characters which are for more alphabetic kind of scripts. And for that, I think APTLD's comment in the context of Arabic in issue under issue number one. Again, needs more clarification, but you know the initial reading sort of says that you know doesn't look from the initial reading it doesn't look positive unless that this is out of context and we are actually reading it out of context. And I totally agree that in the case of CJK, they are very clearly for single characters. So we could sort of keep all the three levels as distinct rather than if you lump them together, then you know one argument cannot be ported to the other script. So CJK script and alphabetic scripts are quite different from each other in this context.
I think that's a fair statement. Would it make sense or would it work perhaps in sort of summarizing that there's you know we generally the community is supportive of IDN, single character IDN CLDs, especially for non-alphabetic scripts. There are some concerns being raised for alphabetic scripts or something like that, towards that direction. Does that work for you?
Actually, it may be a good idea if you were to go back to APTLD to ask whether they their comment for Arabic, does it sort of support or just caution us and support both single character, or are they sort of not supporting the single character? So just a clarification, and then we can come back and perhaps say it. Because unless if APTLD comment is in favor of single character, then it's overwhelmingly in favor.
Okay.
Edmund, this is Bart. May I say, if you rephrase it in terms of, say, based on the comments received, the community at large is supportive of the work of the JIG and wants it to continue, but then it's... they also raise some issues that still need to be addressed?
That seems a little bit vague.
Yeah, I know it's vague.
I'd like to have, you know, if there is an identified issue, you know, between non-alphabetic and alphabetic, then it's actually a good thing to state it. And if there is... From what I see, at least, I don't think it's so out of context that we say that there is, you know, support from the community to actually have single character IDN TLDs. So, barring that comment from APTLD, and I think you know, if we categorize it into alphabetic and non-alphabetic, we would definitely be able to address that. So we have a more clear direction forward. And also, I guess the question is perhaps we can ask a little bit of clarification from Jane about that issue and see, you know, how we could express it. Does that make sense?
I could ask to do that because, if possible, I want to have, say, I'll include, say, the comments we were made about the comments text today, as and preferably want to publish it as soon as possible on the website, and then the working group can continue its work based on say the initial report.
Sure, I understand that and fully support that. So I guess I'm comfortable leaving with you. If you feel more comfortable with a more generic statement, then feel free to do that. But if we have a little bit more ammunition, then I think, you know, it's good to let the community know that, you know, that is the assumption we're going ahead of with, and that's sort of the feeling that we're getting from the community.
Okay. I'll include something. I'll send it round to the chair so you feel comfortable, and then we publish it preferably by the end of this week.
Cool.
Yeah.
So We're almost at the top of the hour. So I have a one particular question, well, two particular questions I want to just generally ask, and so if people can respond. One of which is, from the public comments that we've heard, do we think there are any additional issues that we need to take on? We have identified the six. At least to me, it seems like it seems to have been pretty okay. So, because there, even with the general part there, I don't see any new issues being brought up. The other one is, how do you feel we could move forward? I think then, to me, it seems like the next step is a drafting of the final report, and the final report would make actual recommendations on how to deal with those six. There were some sort of rudimentary few options on different issues on how we would tackle it, but I guess in the final report we would have one set of recommendations in a way that staff can actually implement. So do people think there are, from any, you know, any discussion or now you've thought out any additional issues that we need to take on, and does the second one is, does the way forward is with the final report, does that work for you guys?
Edmund, this is Bart.
Yep.
Sorry. I think, but this is just a suggestion. As I think it would be helpful if, say, whether it's an issue or not, but at least in the final report, say the discussion this working group is having on the links with the continued work, say, on the DAG and the one Avery mentioned, and maybe other working groups, would be captured. So if something changes there, then it means it may need to be revisited, because it's a kind of, we build, or the working group is building its recommendations on a very weak weak basis, which is shifting over time. Maybe that should be captured as an issue or as a general clause or condition.
That's a good point. I'm not sure whether it would be classified as an issue. We should probably make it more clear, either in the background or some sort of overarching statement for the final report. Just, you know, as the sort of set of assumptions that we have for the whole discussion.
Yeah, because if one of these assumptions changes, the whole structure might change.
Sure. And we could probably. That's a good point. And if there comes a point where certain sort of quote-unquote solutions are dependent on those, then we should specifically identify them and list them out, so that, I guess, in the future when staff is implementing it and something changed substantially in one particular item, then we know that whole item needs to be rediscussed.
Yep. Okay.
Is Avery still there, or you already dropped off for the other call? I guess she already dropped off for
Edmund
the other call.
Edmund Avery's ready on the other call.
Okay. So, anything else? People think there are issues that we've missed, does the sort of way forward make sense? I will take silence as that it makes sense. And
I have just one more point. I'm not sure, but this is more for the call and dealing with the variant management issue. Is this working group aware of the board resolution from this weekend on variant management?
I am, and that's also the reason why I wanted to, you know, leave it for another week before we come back to that particular topic. I think I would like people to thank you for bringing it up. Please do, for those who haven't seen it yet, please take a look at it. Perhaps Bart, if you can just send it around. Yeah, then everybody can take a look at it. And I guess because of the postponing of the meetings, next week we'll have another meeting to catch up the schedule. And for next week, I'd like to spend I guess half of the time on this particular topic and half of the time on the variant issue, and perhaps right around that time to decide one of two things, whether we serially do this or we start splitting up into subgroups to deal with the two different issues. So that's for next week.
Okay.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for taking time and joining the call. I think we can wrap it here and close.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.